So we were just talking about re-entry from the holidays, and appreciate everybody on a Tuesday after a long holiday, dedicating an hour of time to this. We've invited PepsiCo Marketing, so Gatorade and NAN marketers, as well as some of our agencies, key agency partners, to basically, this is a capability sharing for Autonomy Works, and I'll just kind of kick it off with a little bit of background, so bit of groundwork here. So many of us probably know someone on the autism spectrum who's either in the workforce or who's looking for a job or who's close to looking for a job. And while many of these individuals have unique challenges, they also have incredible strengths and talents, some of which are above average intelligence, analytical capabilities, attention to detail, so dedication to process, determination to complete tasks, hard work ethic, loyalty. Many of them have very creative and out-of-the-box thinking capabilities. So we wanted to introduce you to Autonomy Works because they have a unique business model, and it aligns itself, pretty well with PepsiCo's Performance with Purpose initiative. And it's a bedrock for PepsiCo. It's been around for, many years since I started with the company, and it really aligns itself. And there's one plank on that in that initiative. It's diversity and inclusion. So this session is intended to introduce Autonomy Works to you all, marketing and our agency partners, and to understand what their capabilities are, especially with regard to marketing operations. So, some of the work that we do across our brands and in different work streams is, there's some deliverables that we think could lend themselves to Autonomy Works and their capabilities. So, but obviously, it needs to make sense. We think there may be some efficiency and effectiveness synergies, but if it doesn't make sense, then we're not, it's not something that we're, forcing. But, we think, again, there's a good opportunity here potentially, and but it has to be a win-win. So I don't know, before I pass it off to David Friedman, I don't know, Andrew, if you wanted to.
So it's Andrew Hartshorn here from Gatorade. I just, so thanks to Chris for bringing this opportunity up. I think it is a, a really interesting and motivating opportunity for me. I think, as Chris said, there's a really big chance here for a win-win in terms of doing something which is very consistent with Performance with Purpose, and forgetting Performance with Purpose, something that I think we'd all feel pretty good about. Doing something which I think would be, in the right circumstances, good for the company, good for agencies, for all the reasons that Chris laid out in terms of the effectiveness and these individuals and the special talents that they have. And then thirdly, for me, just, very tactically and very kind of appropriately, they're based in Chicago, and it's just wonderful to do something that's in your backyard, that's close to home. So I'm excited about this opportunity. It definitely is an opportunity. It's not an obligation. But hopefully, if you guys if you like what you see, then we can look at ways of progressing this.
I'm gonna pass it off to David Friedman, who's the founder of Autonomy Works.
Great. Thanks, Chris. I'd like to add my welcome and thanks to Chris's, and I appreciate all of you taking the time here, just as everybody's getting back from the holidays, to listen to us talk a little bit about Autonomy Works. I'm gonna present a little bit about what we do and how we do it, and then open up for questions to make sure that we answer all of your questions, and then talk about how we might potentially move forward. But first, to introduce myself, I spent most of the last 25 years in marketing. I spent 10 years at Accenture in consulting, and then I was at Razorfish for 11 years, ultimately ran that business in the Americas. Left there soon after we sold that to Publicis and ran marketing at Sears for a couple of years, back when it was a brand that still could have been saved, which unfortunately is behind us. But I started Autonomy Works 6 years ago. Our six-year anniversary is coming up on Thursday. And Autonomy Works really brings together two of the things that I enjoy and are incredibly important to me personally. The first is I have a real interest from all that time in marketing. And I think all of us know that the marketing industry is growing, and particularly the digital marketing industry is growing incredibly quickly, between video and mobile and just basic shifts to addressable media. We're seeing a lot of growth in that area. And that growth presents lots and lots of promise and potential for what we could do as marketers, whether that's trying to improve our relevance, using big data to try to create experiences that are customized and personalized for different consumers. There's a lot of opportunity out there in the new digital marketing world. But that growth and that promise kind of hides a dark secret. The current digital marketing landscape is incredibly complicated. There are literally hundreds of different technologies out there. There are no standards around process. There's no standards around terminology. There are no standards around data sharing. And that all of that work is held together by people who massage data and move data from one system to another system, who pull reports and integrate it into stories and into understanding, that prepare information that's used for targeting and for improved marketing performance. And that was a huge challenge for us back when we were in Razorfish. We would hire smart people out of college to do that kind of work. And invariably, 9 months later, you know, they'd show up and say, you know, I've done that job for the last time. And they'd either want to move up or they'd want to move out. And so we turned that group over incredibly frequently. And it was a real challenge to keep high-quality, talented people in those roles. And so that sort of passion around marketing intersects with another thing that's really important to me, and that's my family. And this is my son. His name's Matt. Matt is now 23 years old. And like a lot of kids at 23 years old, he's a big sports fan, so he's got his Bears shirt on. He's unfortunately this week kind of a sad Bears fan this week. And that picture is taken actually from the White Sox stadium, looking back at the city. He likes video games, he plays sports, but Matt has autism. And like a lot of kids with autism, he's really good at lots of things. But he also has challenges with lots of things. Executive functioning, bilateral social communications are all very challenging for him. But as he was growing up, my wife and I always thought, you know, he's so good spatially, and he's really good with numbers and all of these different things that he was great at, that there'd have to be a job out there for him and his talents. And what we discovered as we started to look for what he was going to do after high school, because he wasn't a kid that was going to be successful in a traditional college program, so he's going to have to do something different. We were shocked by what we found. The unemployment rates of adults with autism is around 80%. And of the ones that are working, most of them are working in low-skill jobs. They're stocking shelves, they're cleaning tables, they're not doing anything that takes advantage of their talents. So we realized that if we were going to build something for Matt, that we were going to have to build it ourselves. And that's kind of what was the impetus behind Autonomy Works. The business is fairly straightforward, fairly basic. We eliminate complexity in back office digital marketing operations. We do marketing operations, campaign management, data and analytics. And we've done that by unlocking the skills and talents of people with autism. So as Chris said in his introduction, lots of people with autism are really good at certain things, really good attention to detail, excellent with numbers and facts and details, and not just a interest in quality, but actually a real obsession with accuracy and quality and things being right. And there is, as I said before, unfortunately, a huge portfolio population of people with autism. In the next decade, about 500,000 people with autism are going to enter the workforce. And as I said before, most of them are going to find low-skill jobs or unemployment. We've had the good fortune to partner with a number of different companies. Most of our clients are agencies. I came out of the agency business and understand that and know a lot about how that works. So we work with quite a number of agencies. We also work on the publisher side with companies like Reddit, Morningstar, and Source Media. And we've done a little bit of work on the advertiser side as well. Through that, we've developed a set of skills across a number of platforms. The bulk of our work is in sort of the core large platforms that everyone's familiar with. We do a lot of work in Google, we do work in Bing, we work in Facebook, we work in some of the other biddable platforms as well. And that's really sort of our core expertise. But we've also developed experience in lots and lots of other platforms. I feel in some respects like I've recreated that Loom Escape thing we saw before about how complicated it is. But because of the different clients we work with and because so many people use different technologies, we've actually developed an understanding of lots of different tools and technologies and how they work. And that's less relevant than if you're going to happen to see your technology up here. But what I think important is that we've sort of started to understand the different technologies and how you can generalize from them. And so we're able to learn new technologies and new platforms very quickly because we have sort of a systemic knowledge of what they do and how all the pieces fit together. Now to try to make it a little bit more real what it is we're going to do, I'm going to talk about a couple of client examples, which I think is a great way to sort of to illustrate this. So this is a client. This client we do marketing operations for. They've been a client of ours for about 4 years. It's kind of an interesting story how this all started. They had a someone in their ad ops group that was going out on maternity leave. So they called us up 2 weeks before she said went out, and they said, we've got this crisis. She covers this one account for us, and she's going on maternity leave. Can you pick this up? So we picked up the work. We worked on it during the few months that she was out. And then when she came back, we kept the account, and they kept moving clients to us over time to the point where we were 100% of their trafficking department. So they have one person internally who's kind of an expert that works with all of their account teams, but all the production work is executed by people from Autonomy Works. And the chart here shows the so just last year, these are the number of requests that we processed for them. So it ranges from 100 up to almost 250 requests a month. And one of the things that's valuable to a lot of our clients is that we help manage those peaks and valleys where they, from month to month, can almost double the volume of what they're doing, and we manage that through our processes and our tools. Right now for this client, we're supporting about 10 clients, a little over 100 requests a month. We do trafficking, creative swaps, tagging, QA, all of those sort of basic things to get a campaign set up and maintained. This is primarily display and primarily in the DoubleClick platforms. Here we also provide what we would sort of call level two support, so not just production, but in fact, when they have issues or challenges or when they're trying to set up a new campaign, we provide advice and counsel to debug issues, to help them define problems, help them make sure they set the campaigns up properly from the very beginning. This is a second example. This is an example we do of a client, another marketing agency we've also been working for about 4 years. And this is a reporting and analytics task. As I'm sure all of us know, it's very difficult these days to hire and retain analytics people. Ad ops people, analytics people are in high demand these days. And the client was having trouble hiring into this role. And so they went and they looked at what their team was doing and realized that particularly early in the week, their team was spending an incredible amount of time just producing reports, pulling things out of the platforms, putting them into Excel, combining the data, scoring the data. And so what they did is they took all of that reporting work, gave it to Autonomy Works, and effectively doubled the size of their analytics group by taking all of this sort of more repetitive work off their plates. And so we do both daily tasks, so we do about 5 reports every single day for them. And then on the busy weeks, on the busy days of the week, we'll do an additional 10 or 15 reports, Monday and Tuesday, as you can see, and then it ramps down as it goes later in the week. And again, similar to what I talked about when we were talking about the trafficking example, being able to help them manage the peaks and valleys is very valuable. But now they get reports on Monday, they can spend their time thinking about what to tell the client, about what happened, instead of producing Tuesday's reports. And so it allows them to be much more responsive to what's happening in the market and allows them to increase the sort of the scale of their group. And for them, some of what we produce is client-ready sort of pretty reports, charts and graphs and all of that. But we also just produce data sets that they upload into Tableau or into their own internal reporting system. So it doesn't have to always end up in pivot tables. Through a lot of the work that a lot of the effort that we've spent in the last 5 or 6 years has been focused on trying to build a business system that allows us to deliver this work at very high levels of quality and productivity. We're organized around, we call them solution teams, that has 5 to 10 associates, people with autism, led by a solution lead. They are functionally specialized, so we have a reporting team, we have a team that does publisher-side ad-ops, we have a team that does campaign management, we have a team that does advertiser ad-ops. And what this allows us to do is to build functional expertise within these teams. So there are peer experts. When people have questions, they have 5 or 10 other people on their team that know something about the task that help them solve it. They have a solution lead, so an escalation point, and then where they have questions. And also for many of our associates don't like and aren't great at interpersonal communication. So the solution lead is also there to provide that interaction for our clients. So they have a single point of contact to go to, most often a neurotypical person that sort of specializes in that client to team. They're kind of I refer to them as a universal joint between the client's requests and the team. So they help interpret both ways to make sure that what the client needs is translated to the team, and then what the team's questions are and the final product is translated back to the client. And then we build out detailed processes for each of the tasks that we do. So we create instruction sets, literally hundreds of lines of step-by-step instructions of how to do tasks. This allows us to embed best practices. So when we learn a best practice, it gets embedded into our process. And then when a new person's trained, there's not a question, did they get trained on how to do this? It's embedded in the instructions and in the how of doing the work, so that they're able to learn it and do it correctly from the very beginning. And then we have quality checks built in. So we've seen issues of where there can be problems in processes, and we build quality checks in there. So, for example, in reporting, you have to download things out of the platforms. Well, if you get date ranges wrong or put the wrong things in, you'll get all the way through a report and you realize, well, I'm a week off, right, the wrong month. And so we've inserted a quality step where after the downloads are done, before they're loaded into the report, they're all checked to make sure that the dates are on. Right. Little things, but it eliminates lots of rework and lots of errors down the line. And then we've also built technology to help support our teams. So as you can see just from those 2 clients, right, we're doing dozens, hundreds of tasks every single day. And we've built a workflow tool which allows us to both schedule tasks. So if we're going to do a report every week, it gets scheduled in there and is automatically assigned to the appropriate associate to execute it. Or when we get requests, ad hoc requests from clients that are entered into the system, it allows us to track productivity, allows us to track quality, and helps us make sure that everything gets done. And we've also developed some information management tools. One of the big challenges, I think, in ad ops and trafficking in particular is that you get this huge spreadsheet with 50 lines and 50 columns, and you've got to make sure that you pull exactly the right column and row out of that in order to get it set up properly. And we've created information management tools to make sure that the right information is visible to people, just what they need. So I need start date, end date, I need targeting or whatever. That's all that's available, and all the other things that are extraneous aren't shown to the individual, so that when they have to make choices of what to input, there are very a lot fewer choices than there are when you're trying to work off of a big spreadsheet. And so that combination of tools allows us to deliver at what we think is very high levels of productivity and quality. So this is just three examples from three different clients of ours in terms of the business results that we have been able to deliver for them. So the first is the campaign management tasks that we do for a client. They went out and they did a whole RFP looking for providers, and our solution was 20% less expensive than all of the other solutions that we looked at. Another client in marketing operations, they've actually gone on record saying that we have completely eliminated errors for them, but I refuse to commit to that in writing. So I commit to a 90% reduction in traffic errors, but that's an ad ops task that we do. We've been doing for them for several years. And last, in data and analytics, clients saw a 30% reduction in cost, both through lower rates, but also through improved productivity on the work that we're doing. So our business results and the business value that we deliver is very important part of us. We expect our relationships with our clients to be business relationships where we provide value and that you hire us because we provide value, but provide business value, and then social impact on top of that. But you know, at the end of the day, we are a social enterprise. We were founded with the objective of hiring hundreds or thousands of people with autism. So we do spend a lot of time tracking our social impact and our social results as well. And what we have sort of settled on as kind of being the best metric for us is shifts per week. So some people work 8 hours, some people work 2-3 hours, some people work 5 days a week, some people work 3, but a shift tells you, and measuring shifts per week tells you that over 100 times this week, someone with autism is going to get up and go to work at Autonomy Works. And we feel that whether that person is capable of 10 hours or 8 hours or capable of 3, that their day was built and focused and around their job and around a foundation of work. Whatever they were able to do. And so that's what we've been tracking. We've been able to do that consistently, as you can see. Right now, we have a team of about 30 people, about 40 people overall, about 30 with autism. We're located in the western suburbs of Chicago, looking, hopefully, our goal is to build a solution center of about 100 or 150 people here in the Chicago suburbs, and then we view that as a replicable model that we can reproduce in other markets. So we've got a lot of interest from people in New York. We've got interest from people in Colorado and San Francisco of other places to potentially go and open facilities, and we will be looking at that sort of as we go forward. And we've been recognized not just sort of on the business community, but also from the disability community. And we have been selected as the Employer of the Year by the Illinois Division of Rehab Services, so Region 1, which is sort of the Chicago area, and then the year after that by the for the entire state. It's very important to us that we're delivering for the business community, but also for the disability community, and that both of them are seeing what we do as a net positive for what they're trying to accomplish. But that's sort of that's what I have to say about Autonomy Works, but I think it's really important to hear from our people some of their stories and some of what Autonomy Works means to them.
In the next 10 years, 500,000 people with autism are going to leave school and enter the workforce. If current trends continue, 400,000 or more of them will be unemployed and living on disability or with the support of their families. and autonomy works, our dream is to change the way the world views people with autism. I really came up to Autonomy Works because my son, Matthew, who is now 22 years old, before Autonomy Works, Matt lived in an insular world of the high school and of our family. Since joining Autonomy Works, he has really changed his focus from being backward-looking to thinking about building a life.
Our associates with autism are not only capable of the work that we do, but they are actually better at the work.
Some of the things that people with autism are able to do is take a thorough look at things and examine any mistakes that there may be in the material and what needs to be corrected.
For one client, we took on their reporting tasks and lowered their total cost by 38%. For another client, we took on process management tasks for them and reduced their error rate by 95%.
Once an individual is hired on to our team, we will often provide them with job coaching and support so that they can really learn to master the client work that they've been assigned to work on and to help them feel confident that they have the tools that they need to be most successful. We believe that a job is a critical part of an individual's life, and when someone feels empowered, they can do all sorts of things that they never thought were possible.
I feel more independent, being able to help contribute with my family's finances and saving up for the things that I want.
Working at Autonomy Works has created a positive impact on my life because I'm using my mathematical skills.
I spent 3 years searching for jobs. I just kept on receiving rejection after rejection. Autonomy Works has given me goals to accomplish. I have developed in my independence. I have learned how to solve problems by myself. And also, I've learned how to travel long distance by myself. We are not that much different from others who may not have a disability. We are able to play a part in changing the world.
Literally, Autonomy Works would not exist if it weren't for the skills and talents of people with autism. We are looking to create a company that employs 10,000 people with autism around the world. And our hope is, by being an example, by being a case study, that we can convince large companies that not only should they have people with autism on their team, but in fact they're an essential part of any organization.
They're always able to say it better than I ever could and more quickly also. That's just a little bit of the stories of some of the people. Eric there talked a little bit about looking for a job for 3 years. He travels. He takes two trains. So he takes a train into the city of Chicago and then a train out to Downers Grove, travels hour and a half each way every day because this was a job that he found that he could do. And, you know, he looked for a job for 3 years, and I know for a fact now, because he's worked for us, that it has nothing to do with his talent, nothing to do with his capability. He's one of the lead guys on our publisher team, and he's exceptional. And so it was really something about his autism that was getting in the way of him being able to be successful in other places. And it's that kind of skill and talent that we're trying to unlock. So in summary, and I think I've touched on all of this before, so I won't really belabor this, but we have built a set of processes in a teams and business model. It's designed to deliver business results for our clients while at the same time making a social impact. We really think it's a classic example of a win-win, and would love to partner with you guys on this. But now I will pause before we go on and talk a little bit more specifically. I'll unmute everybody and answer questions. Joe's question was about engagement. Almost all of our client relationships have started with relatively small projects. We start working with a particular client or a particular team or a particular process. And through that, you know, 2-3 months, work through a lot of the kinks of communication. How do you want to receive things? How do the processes work? And then once we have that, and then we typically expand from there. What works best is when our client, the agency or the publisher, has a sort of a project manager advocate on the side that can help us navigate the organizations, because as you all know, how different organizations move and operate and what they call things is all a little bit different from organization to organization, so having someone who can help us with that is very useful. Yeah, the question was, are we supporting other sort of functions that touch or next to marketing? Yeah, we work in lots of different functions. At the end of the day, like you say, reporting and analytics is not that different whether you're reporting on events or reporting on digital campaigns. The platforms are a little bit different and so forth, but as I said, we've got a pretty good process for how we download, how we get access data, how we QA it, and then how we integrate it. So we can work across a lot of functions. We really started in marketing mostly because I came out of marketing. Long term, I think there are a lot of other functions in the business that could benefit from this. But
one example being like even invoice reconciliation.
Right. So we have a couple of clients where we help with monthly invoice reconciliation. What was the count from your side? What was the count from this side? How much can we bill? What are the add backs and so forth? And we do that on a monthly basis for people.
And I think we also, I remember talking to you as well about more on the creative side, maybe, you know, and I don't know where you're at capabilities-wise with, like, banner ads and resizing banner ads and that type of work, even retouching. And
yeah, I think there's a lot of, we can and could do around customizing banners. So if you're running a retail promotion and you need banners that have, you know, a little something from every retailer in it, or if you have a couple of model banner ads and you want to create 12 different sizes of them. So we need a 300 by 600, we need a 300 by 250, we need a, those are the kinds of things that that we can do as well.
Yeah, this is Dennis Venice, I head up Latam Design. So first of all, I feel very privileged to have seen this. My question is on the extendability, because I'm in Latam, obviously, and the language barrier, Spanish speaking. Is this something you plan to extend to the Spanish speaking community as well?
To make sure I heard your question was whether we had considering expanding this to multilingual. Ultimately, we would expect to do that. We have some capabilities of that internally now, but we have really done most of our work in English now. But yes, certainly at some point that would be a logical extension. The processes are the same, and it would really be a matter of making sure we had teams that had the language capability. But yeah, that would be an expected growth direction for us. I mean, a question in the room that I'll answer, about whether we've worked with PR agencies.
Yeah.
Most of our clients so far have been media agencies and creative agencies, so we haven't done much. We have done work in social, so we do have experience, not through the PR agency side, but through the digital agency side, so we do have some experience with some of those platforms. But as I was saying in response to your question, the processes are generalizable. It's been our experience that with a little bit of customization and frankly a little bit of help from you guys about how to do things, we can pick up a lot of those things as well.
Yeah, and we tried to look we try to be selective about the agencies that we invited. You know, looking across, say, in the sideware and what, you know, the deliverables that we're seeing, and you know, again, maybe there is an application, but we think that there might be, you know, in a lot of the agencies that we invited. So
I know Chris maintains a list of deliverables that are produced as part of the marketing efforts at PepsiCo. With Chris, we've gone through and sort of identified from that the topics that look like the best fit initially. So that's listed here, both in media, where some of what Joe was talking about budget, all of the media sort of buy maintenance and setup and trafficking, on digital analytics, the banner ad production that we discussed earlier, website maintenance, SEO, and then on the PR side, some of the media monitoring and the analysis around that.
Any other questions?
Hi there, this is Laura Dillon from OMD, the media agency. Thank you again for sharing this with us. Very, very interesting and powerful work that you guys are doing. Would love to kind of understand the next step on how we want to evaluate something. So I do think some of the media buy maintenance and trafficking could be some really interesting ways that we could utilize your team. So I guess I'll put this more on Chris on kind of our next steps and how we want to move forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think if there's any interest in, you know, collaborating and engaging Autonomy Works to brainstorm and, you know, explore things, feel free to reach out to me, and I can definitely put you in touch with David, and I can either help facilitate or just kind of put you guys, you know, let you guys run off and, you know, figure, you know, kind of, you know, see if there's any synergies. So yeah, I think next steps is, you know, if based on this call, if you think, you know, obviously no obligation and, you know, you're not committing, but if you think you want to, you know, have further discussions, let me know.
Yeah, as I was saying earlier, I think the next step would be sort of what I would call like a collaborative exploration. Let's get on the phone or get in the room together and just chat a little bit about what your needs are and what the challenges are that you're facing. And then we can talk a little bit about how our talents and our capabilities match up against that. And then we would look for a pilot of something, a place where we can try it out. Just make sure we work together culturally, make sure the processes work together, make sure that we understand all of that, and then if it's adding value for you, hopefully we'll expand it.